Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cals here with the sports news. Loads of football this week, Des.
There is, absolutely. And in a moment, we're going to look ahead to Shamrock Rovers' big European night. But first, last night's result. The big game was at Villa Park and an incredible atmosphere. Aston Villa beat Bayern Munich 1-0 in a repeat of the 1982 European Cup final. And the goal was spectacular. John Duran with a wonderful goal, his fifth after coming off the bench this season. And memories of the famous night in 1982 when they won the trophy were evoked. Rather bizarrely, Prince William jumping on his friends. He's a big Aston Villa fan, but you couldn't imagine his father, King Charles, like a King of England, jumping on his friends like two young fellas. It was an extraordinary sight. Arne Slot's first home Champions League match as Liverpool boss ended a 2-0 victory. Alexis McAllister and Mo Salah got the goals as Liverpool beat the Italian side Bologna at Anfield. There were some surprises. Real Madrid lost 1-0 to Lille. Atletico Madrid beaten 4-0 at Benfica. And poor old Girona, in their first ever home Champions League tie, scored two own goals and missed a penalty, and they lost 3-2 to Feyenoord. In the English Championship last night, Irish international Tom Cannon scored four goals. Andy Moran scored one as Stoke City beat Portsmouth 6-1. Cork's Mark O'Mahony got the Portsmouth goal. And so to tonight's action, and Shamrock Rovers begin their UEFA Conference League campaign against the Cypriot champions Apoel. It's just the fifth time a League of Ireland club will tackle a group stage or the new league phase in Europe. Victory in a match would bring in about 400,000. It means six lucrative fixtures for Rovers: tonight's game against Apoel, and then Northern Ireland champions Larne, the Welsh side TNS, Austria's Rapid Vienna, Borac from Bosnia, and then a high-profile trip to Chelsea. But as Rovers begin their new campaign, Tony O'Donoghue spoke with their midfielder Jack Byrne about his time with tonight's opponents, where Mick McCarthy signed him for Apoel, and many of his teammates are still there.
Yeah, I think there's probably four or five. The captain when I was there is now the sporting director, George Effron. So I've been speaking to a few of them. They're looking forward to coming over. Should be a good game. They obviously fancy themselves. They always do what a big club like, so hopefully we can give them a shot tomorrow.
Are there huge expectations on them, though? Would they see Shamrock Rovers as minnows?
Yeah, well, I know they sacked the manager after the first leg of the Europa League game when they got beat. They weren't happy. They obviously didn't qualify for the Europa League, weren't happy. So they'd be looking to go far in this competition. I know from talking to the players that think on that, so they'll fancy themselves, I'm sure.
How would you categorise your stay with Apoel?
Disappointing, like, you know, obviously went over there, Mick brought me over there, and then Mick was sacked after 4 days. I had three managers while I was there, so it wasn't ideal. And then the injury, obviously, was carrying that here, went over there, and obviously they need to get the operation, missed a long time. We had two different managers at that stage, so look, I loved the people there, the people were great. A lot of the physios and all that are still there, and they helped me, you know, immensely getting back. So I'll always be grateful to them for that. And it was a new experience, it was a new challenge. Didn't go the way I wanted, but there's no hard feelings. I, you know, have some good friends there, so looking forward to seeing them tomorrow.
You've been coming back slowly from injury, getting more and more game time. Are you ready for a big game now?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully can get some minutes, and that's what I mean, just keep building it up. You know, we've obviously got big games Sunday, and then international break, big games towards the end of the season, so
that's what you want, though, isn't it?
It's just great to be back involved in them. Personally, myself, it's great to be able to put myself in this position now where I can have a good end of the season. This has been a blessing for me, the extra six games in Europe.
That's Jack Byrne there. Daniel McDonald reports, meanwhile, in the Irish Independent today that the majority of League of Ireland Premier Division clubs are in line to receive close to 700,000 from UEFA in 2025, a tenfold increase on last year because of a massive jump in UEFA solidarity money and a change in the payment structure that will double their money, but for 1 year only. Tonight in the Europa League, Manchester United go to Porto. Erik ten Hag desperately needing a good result from that game. Tottenham are in Hungary playing Ferencvaros, and Rangers host Lyon. In rugby, the emerging Ireland team can look forward with confidence to their next game in South Africa after an impressive 6-try victory over Pumas yesterday, 36-24. Ireland play Western Force on Sunday. There was no joy in cricket for Ireland in the first ODI game against South Africa, Ireland losing by 139 runs. In pursuit of 272 to win, Ireland could only manage 132 off 31.5 overs. In golf, the Dunhill Links Championship gets underway across three courses in Scotland this morning, and with two race meetings at Bellewstown and Clonmel.
Des, thank you for that. The time now, almost a quarter to nine.